Welcome to your five for the day. The story is told of a village in India terrorized by a great bear. Night after night, the bear would come looking for food and would take a goat, a mule, and even a sleeping child. Eventually, the villagers could bear it no more. Action needed to be taken. They tracked the great bear back to his cave. One man, stronger and braver than the rest, went inside into the darkness. For a long time, the villagers outside could hear nothing. Then came a loud, blood-curdling scream, and then silence. They waited. What had happened? They could hear nothing. They could see nothing. And then, from the darkness of the cave, the man emerged. Victorious. The bear was dead. The villagers were safe. Now the victory was won deep in the cave. But there was no confidence, no assurance, no joy, no celebration until the champion emerged. Once he was seen, the victory was clear. Once Jesus was seen after his resurrection, his victory was clear. As he emerged from the devil's dark cave, it became clear he had defeated death. The victory was his. Most of us fear death, and I think the older we get, the greater the fears. It's not just the process of dying, it's the symbolism. It's an ending. It seems to be the final full stop. It's the death of our dreams and our final farewells. But a defeated power carries no threat. The great battle has been won. We need fear death no longer. For those who would accept God's invitation, death is but the passing through from this world to the next, and the devil is helpless to prevent the Lord Jesus taking them home. He cannot terrorize those who would follow Jesus. We need to be honest with ourselves today. Where will our confidence lie? Will it be the stiff upper lip, muddling through? I'll work it out when I get their approach that says I'm sure it'll be fine in the end. When Jesus beckons us through death and away from the dragon's power, will we follow him? Or will we take our chances to follow where so many have failed before? We all have to decide. Will we follow Jesus, or will we trust ourselves? Remember that man was created by God in his image and likeness without sin. Adam sinned by breaking the law of God, and as a result his race fell. Every one of us has fallen short of God's standards and faces the inescapable eternal judgment of God. Though God is just and so must punish sin, he's also loving and willing to pardon sin on an absolutely just basis through the cross sacrifice of his Son. Despite all the good we may do, we cannot undo the sinful wrong we have done by deeds of remorse or any form of good works to bring us into favor with God. If we are to be saved from judgment, it must be through the compassion and mercy of God alone. God, in love, sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, into the world to become man and take the punishment of sin upon himself. Our only hope of heaven, therefore, is in trusting Christ personally for salvation. And then, and only then, can we have confidence, appreciate his great victory, and await the personal, imminent coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. God bless.